Taylor Swift, of course, an anti-hero. Good morning, 17 minutes past seven, and it's Alina on the Sunday Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Derby. Don't know about you, but my head is buried firmly in the sand, quite frankly, because I don't fully understand pensions. It's something none of us really like thinking about, that pressure of, have we put enough money to one side, or made provision enough, or boxed clever enough with investments to look after ourselves, to pay for everything once we retire? 45% of us are worried we'll run out of money, and the data suggests a quarter of people born today will live until they're past 100 years old. That's a lot of provision to be made. Well, a guide called The Second 50, Navigating the Multi-Stage Life, explains how many of us are planning on working well beyond state pension age, the conventional milestone which signalled the end to working life. And the guide by investors says only 27% of us are expecting to stop working altogether. So how can we enjoy our later years, that second 50, but also take the stress away of planning? Well, Dr. Denise Taylor is a psychologist and later life coach and joins us on the programme. I'm just typical then, aren't I, Dr. Taylor? I am burying my head in the sand.
I think we fall into two camps. We fall into the camp like I was. The day I started work for large organisations, 20, it was sign the forms. You start paying your pension and you go, oh, okay, and it just happens.
Yeah.
And other people who are possibly working for themselves or whose organisations never properly set anything up for them, just think, you know what, it'll happen one day. Oh, I've got these bills for now, which is clearly a concern of many. I'll start later. But there's this thing we learn at school called compound interest, and putting £50 a month away now, you know, if you're 30, in 35, 40 years' time, is worth a lot more than starting to put it away when obviously you're 50 or 60.
It's a bit like that old tree thing, isn't it? The best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, and the second best time is today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that was so, I was so delighted when Aegon asked me to work with them. And if I could just make sure that I get the rest of the thing, because honestly, this report is just so good. It's aegon.co.uk/second50, written out numbers. And what the report is doing is reminding people that, you know, children born today are going to live to be 100. So, you know, I'm in my 60s now, so, you know, maybe not for me and some of the listeners. But, you know, we've got much longer. In the last 100 years, people's average life expectancy went from 47 to 77, and now it's, you know, it's going up and up. So we've got these extra 30 years, and they're not tagged on to the end of our life, so we just spend it in sort of, you know, the sofa watching daytime TV. We've got them that we can be using, you know, in our 60s and 70s to enjoy life. And so for some people, it's going to be continue working, which is good, but then you have more to your pension. But for others, it's about thinking, I can do something different. Actually, if you're in the fortunate position to have paid off your mortgage, it's like, what do I actually want to do now? Rather than staying with them because that's a sensible option, because, you know, I'll carry on getting a salary in 10 years' time.
We really need to completely reinvent how we think about this then. As a society, as the generations move through, what our parents did and what we're doing may be very different for our own children and grandchildren.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I remember being really, really early, really, really young. And, you know, my boss had only worked with me for a few weeks. He retired at 60. He's walking to his car looking really sad with his gold carriage clock. You know, he was probably, like his parents, just going to sit home, play a bit of golf and not do very much at all, because that's what was expected back in the 70s. Then you reached a point in the 90s where pension funds were awash with money and they were retiring people off at 50. And these were people in the prime of their life. And I'm not quite sure what happened to them. I wasn't really thinking about it back then. But now, you know, we've got rid of the state, we've got rid of a set retirement age. You do get your pension at 66, heading up to 67 and beyond. But even that, you don't have to like properly retire just because you get a state pension. You could work part-time, carry on working, start a new job completely, start a charity, you know, start trekking around the world, whatever. You've got all these options.
And actually, there's a bigger push, isn't there, for flexible working for all the generations. So if you are looking at doing that kind of part-time role to work around your other responsibilities or your other desires, like going and doing, actually, I want to go and travel here, but that's going to be three weeks out. It is all about having the security of the funds to choose those options. So let's face it, you know, most of us work because we need to sustain ourselves.
Yeah, well, I'm a doctor of psychology, and one of the things that I looked into was how do people get meaning when they're no longer working?
Yes.
So that's what I was looking into. So, but what we work because we need money to pay the bills, but we also work because if we don't have something that gives us purpose to life, why are we getting up? Which is why a lot of older people will have a pet. You know, got to get up because I've got to take Fido for a walk.
Got the focus, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got that. And I think you're right, it's all the generations, because I lose track about, these aren't millennials anymore.
Generation whatever, yeah.
I don't know, I really need to have them lifted and learn them, but they keep on changing. But I think a lot of younger people have seen what life is like for older people and thinking, you know what, don't want any of that. I want to have the flexibility. I want to work. I want to carry on working from home as much as possible. Mm. I want to have more holidays. You know, I want to work a 4-day week and, you know, be able to have 8 weeks holiday a year so that I can go on a couple of 3 weeks travel breaks. But then you've got to think, okay, but if I'm working less hours, I'm going to get paid less. So will I have the money to sustain everything?
Yeah.
But then we have to think about, you know, because it's ins and outs, how we can save money. And how we can earn money. And people of all generations are starting these side businesses. You know, they're becoming influencers, or they've got side businesses buying and selling and things. So there's lots of ways of generating income. But alongside all of that, it's like we need our health. Because
yes.
That's what having all this money if we're not in good health.
You've got to be able to, and that's the thing. We wake up, if we're feeling good, we take for granted every morning. And then as soon as we start, it makes a massive difference. Thank you so much for encouraging us to lift our heads out of the sand this morning. That's Dr. Denise Taylor talking to us on the programme.
For your lunch menu.